USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that."
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate and numerous mudslides are reported, and at least one person has died so far. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump is set to highlight CPAC in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Rick Vinson says Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Thursday.
Graham says his relationship with President Trump didn't get off to a great start.
So President Trump and I did not start off well. I remember meeting him after he got elected, and he said, "Hey, Lindsey, I don't have your phone number." And I said, "There's a reason for that." So I've given him my phone number, and trust me, he uses it.
Graham has since become one of the president's strongest supporters. He told the group that although the president can be a handful, he wants to see Trump succeed, and he enjoys the ability to influence Trump by staying in the president's corner. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Federal Trade Commission is slapping video sharing app TikTok with a record $5.7 billion fine for violating child privacy. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
With the support of several of his rivals for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced a bill Thursday that would legalize marijuana nationwide and expunge federal convictions for possession or use of the drug. Currently, there are 10 states where recreational marijuana is legal and an additional 23 states where it can be used for medical purposes. As marijuana becomes more and more legal, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel explains a new syndrome that's starting to show up at many hospitals.
You know, we use marijuana to decrease nausea and pain medicinally, medically. But as is in anything in medicine, when you start using a lot of it, you get the reverse effect than you actually want. So this is for chronic pot smokers out there. Places where it's recreational. We see a ton of this in Colorado, by the way, in flooding emergency rooms. Probably over 3 million people in the United States are affected. Because what happens is the pot, when you start using a lot of it, turns off the receptors in the nerves that are supposed to suppress nausea and pain. So you're nauseous, you're in pain, and the only thing that works for this is hot showers. It floods the receptors, it turns them back on, you go back to normal, but you got to be in the shower for 6 hours. Guess what the cure is? Stop smoking pot.
Six-time Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder Bryce Harper is heading to Philadelphia. Multiple news outlets are reporting the Phillies and Harper have agreed to a 13-year, $330 million contract. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.